This is the joint resolution which we passed very early on last session. Fortunately, didn't make it through the House at the end. What this does is currently in the Missouri Constitution, which has always been in the Missouri Constitution in Article 1, Section 23, is basically Missouri's right to bear, keep and bear arms. It is Missouri's version of the Second Amendment in the Missouri Constitution. What we're doing with this joint resolution is adding some language. Currently, the right, it currently says the right of every citizen to keep and bear arms in defense of his home, person, and property. Is a right that exists. What we're adding to that is the right to keep and bear arms and adding the words ammunition and accessories typical to the normal function of such arms, also to the things that you can use arms to defend, which already in the Constitution is home, person, and property. We are adding the word family to that. And the most operative part of this is the provision that says the rights guaranteed by this section shall be unalienable. Any restriction on these rights shall be subject to strict scrutiny, and the state of Missouri shall be obligated to uphold these rights and shall under no circumstances to decline to protect against their infringement. So basically what we're doing is taking what should already be the case and adding some language that makes sure that when any issue comes before a Missouri court, we are not predetermining the outcome of any fact pattern that may come before the court, but we are clearly articulating in the Missouri Constitution that any infringement on this right, which has been in the Missouri Constitution since the inception of this state, gets a strict scrutiny level of review, which is the highest level of constitutional review you can get, to make sure that there is a compelling governmental interest, and that interest is narrowly the regulation is narrowly tailored so as to not unduly infringe on this right. The other thing that we add at the end of this, currently under the Heller case from the U.S. Supreme Court, the Supreme Court has already recognized that under the Second Amendment, even under a strict scrutiny standard of review, it's not completely unlimited to what legislatures can do. For example, legislatures can still regulate to prevent felons from having firearms or to prevent the mentally ill from possessing firearms. So we've simply acknowledged what the U.S. Supreme Court already held in the Heller case and added that last sentence that says, nothing in this section shall be construed to prevent the General Assembly from enacting general laws which limit the rights of convicted felons or those duly adjudged mentally infirm by a court of competent jurisdiction. So again, I don't think we even really need that language, but just to be clear, that does mirror Heller, and we're going to put that language in there. That's all this does. It's one page. It's very simple, Mr. President.